It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and I'm really, really excited to be joined today by Mike Scott of the Water Boys. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Sky. Pleased to be here.
New album, Modern Blues, a great addition to the pantheon of Water Boys records. Wanted to ask you, this was your first record you recorded in the United States, was it not?
Oh, no, I did one before, Dream Harder, 20 years ago.
And this one you decided to work in Nashville.
That was a first, yeah.
And what prompted that idea? What made you feel like Nashville was the place to go?
Great studios. They've still got big studios in Nashville where a band can set up and play all together at the same time. And great engineers. If I say to the engineer in Nashville, I'm going to sing at the same time as the drummer plays, he won't be phased.
Right.
That's important. And also there's so much music going on in Nashville that there's a hubbub of creativity, and I like plugging into that, and I like the sense of competition.
Did you get to spend enough time in your sojourn there to get a feel for? And I've had a great number of bands come through, and whereas at one point would largely be considered a country or perhaps even just Americana basis. It has now got a vibrant music scene that covers all genres of music.
Oh, I certainly picked that up. Yeah, I wasn't there for very long, but sure, I picked it up. It's Music City, USA, for a good reason.
And then it does bring back, you know, the idea of the tradition that is there, the respect for songwriting.
Yeah, that's right.
And I certainly feel that is something that you have always had a profound respect. And one of the things in your writing... you study and are an avid student of the masters, you know, the master poets. Mm. You've always been learned in that regard. One question I wanted to ask about your own approach to lyrics. When you study the masters and you really are following the Yeats of the world and everything else, have you ever felt comfortable, no matter how profound a pop song's lyric is, do you ever feel like it's there? Or are those master poets setting the standard so high that you don't know how to craft them into a pop song? Talk to me about that experience.
If by masters, you mean people like W.B. Yeats or contemporary music masters like Dylan and Leonard Cohen. They're people I consider lyrical masters. But I'm not inhibited by them, and I'll write a song and I consider them the competition.
Ah.
And I've got songs on this album like Long Strange Golden Road. It's this 10-minute track at the end of the album. I hope Leonard Cohen hears it. I hope Jack White hears it. That's what they've got to match.
All right, now that's the spirit that we've come to know from Mike Scott. The game is on.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, why don't we listen to something from the new record and give our audience a taste of it. Now, of course, this is in a version with you at the piano, I assume the first song will be. What would you like to play?
I'm going to play you Destiny's Entwined. It's the album opener, and on the album it's a crunching piece of rock and roll, but I'm going to give you the Mike Scott piano version.
We're all ears.
In my own style.
We're all ears. Okay. It's Mike Scott of the Water Boys, live on KCSN.
Her point of view was radical, more than just a change of plan. She sold me her proposal, which I did not understand. She said the secret's in the road. I tried to decode the signs and followed her for 7 years. All eyes and ears, our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. Underneath my hungry feet, its trees were tall, its people all so noble in defeat. Men were digging, men were building, men were killing time. I took a spade and volunteered, a pioneer, our destinies entwined. our destinies entwined. I took a stand on principle, but I had not grasped the facts. One folly breeds another. I made all the wrong contacts. I fell in with strange company, for their armor it did shine. I took the only path I knew, they took it too, our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. While all men shouted black is white and swore that good is ill, I saw three crosses pierce the sky above a distant hill. The sky burned red as I turned my head, and I left that scene behind. I took another god to be my guide, the one inside, our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. I lay in bed, and as I stumbled from the veil of sleep, across the theater of my mind, a passing thought did creep. That love is all and all is love, love infinitely kind. I woke and glimpsed through prison bars, a billion stars, our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined.
Mike Scott of the Waterboys live on 88.5 KCSN. As we were getting ready for the interview, and I started to think back, you know, throughout the years, it should have been top of mind, but it became apparent to me just how much your music has influenced a number of current bands, if not an entire movement in the UK. And we were talking a moment ago about, you know, your thought of competing with the masters. At one point, Prince even covered Hole of the Moon.
Yeah.
When you're writing a song like Hole of the Moon, would you ever have envisioned a Prince doing a cover of it someday?
Well, why not?
Why not? Well, he did.
Yeah.
So you've got that one going for you. Are there been other artists that you do admire, that you've known of and heard interpretations of your songs by?
Oh, yeah, there's been quite a lot. I've had lots and lots of covers. My favorites are when people really change them and make them their own. So I have to say my favorite Waterboys covers are not perhaps, but I've had covers by people like Rod Stewart and
right.
Tom Jones and so on. But my favorites are, for example, the gay disco version of The Hole of the Moon, which was done about 15 years ago by an obscure UK dance act, and that's just fantastic. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, you know what, that one, I haven't heard it, but that one probably exceeds in my mind what the Prince version would be like too.
Do you know, if Prince could have done it like that, yeah,
he definitely could have done it like that.
Yeah.
So one aspect of that particular point is you've had great respect for tradition, you know, be it Celtic music traditions, folk musicians, and certainly rock and roll traditions, so that from day one, your music, was intended to be timeless. You always wanted it to be authentic. Has that been a pursuit of yours from day one?
I always wanted it to be good and to conform with what I like. And it just happens that I tend to like natural instruments, and I'm not a great fan of currently trendy techniques and sounds that can date a recording. So when I listen to Waterboys records from the 80s, for example, when I listen to Hole in the Moon, I hear some dated sounds on that. But when I listen to Fisherman's Blues, which is done with acoustic guitar, mandolin, fiddle, that's timeless.
And in the new record, going to Nashville, you cranked it up a few times on this record as well. There's some real rocking going on.
Yeah, it's rock and roll records, yeah.
So a little bit of the you know, you can't help but walk the streets of Nashville and a little whole lot of shaking started going on.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The album really is an exciting album, and it's one that I don't know if how you see it in terms of the releases. You know, have you always felt that each record needed to evolve, or did the records become as they became when the muse hit you as you took about recording them? You know, was there ever intentions going into your recording of records?
Both of those. I always foresaw the Waterboys as a band that would keep changing. Every record would be different. You know, I grew up listening to people like the Beatles and Dylan who were different with every new record. There was a constant evolution going on in their music. And to me, that's normal because I grew up with it. So I like that the Waterboys keep changing, keeps evolving. The lineup of the band keeps changing. And I like all kinds of music, and I don't see why I shouldn't play any of them. I haven't done a jazz record yet. Maybe we could do that next.
Now, you mentioned the lineups have changed. You've also, in recent years, had a European version of the band and a U.S. version of the band.
Yeah, that's right.
Do the two bands themselves ever compare who did what differently or better? Is there a little competition? Because that seems to be a word we used a couple of times.
Well, you know, the American band was very short-lived. And now what I've done is I've merged the two.
Ah.
So I've got a one universal international Waterboys, which is three Americans and three British-Irish.
Global. You've gone global in your pursuit.
It's a fantastic band. I've got Steve Wickham, our great fiddler, who's been with me for a very long time. We've got the great David Hood on bass from Muscle Shoals, and a great Memphis keyboard player called Brother Paul, and an Austin guitar player called Zach Ernst, who plays in that wonderful late 60s Southern soul style. It's a fantastic band.
And I'm sure that whereas you've always been the driving force behind the Waterboys, having that kind of band has to just help elevate your own process.
Absolutely. It's inspiring to have a great band, to feel that rocket power underneath me. It's the greatest thing, especially in performance on stage.
Well, we don't have that band here today, but we do have your power.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to another song, and we can show everybody how your songs, be it with a powerful band or just yourself, can stand up and be celebrated. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play an old Waterboys song, called Custer's Blues, and I sing it for all the Native American tribes and grassroots organizations who are opposing the Keystone XL pipeline, and you'll understand why when I sing the song.
All right.
Just like General Custer on the day of his last stand, heading up into the Black Hills, glorious and grand, sword by your side, map in your hand, heading up into the rain, singing this land is my land.
Well, I seen your dust arising. I seen your numbers swell. I seen you crossing the Badlands. The wind carries your smell. I see you when you're sleeping and filling up your can, singing as you work. This land is your land. Busting into my country, tearing up my fields, playing games in my holy places, ripping the earth with your wheels. Right now your star is ascending and your head it is busting with pride. But I wonder if Custer was still singing, "This land is my land," when he died. Was he singing, "It's my land," when he died? Was he singing, "It's my land," when he died? Was he singing when he died?
It's 88.5 KCSN. Mike Scott of the Waterboys performing live with us. We mentioned a moment ago the timelessness of your music, but obviously then the lyrics, the topicality, take on new meaning too in that rendition, as you said.
Sometimes they come around again.
Well, and on that note, coming around, it's great to have you finally join us here. It's great to welcome you to KCSN, and it's certainly a reason to celebrate. Waterboys fans, the new album, Modern Blues, a tremendous, tremendous new record, and one that we want you to familiarize yourself with. But we also want to reach out to the new fans who may be discovering your music with this session today, and to explore both your catalog and the new record. The new record, Modern Blues, out in America on April 7th. So it's just before tax time. so hopefully people have a few bucks left before they have to pay their taxes and they'll partake. And we certainly will do our part at KCSN in sharing their music as we get closer and closer to that release date. But I want to thank you for coming by. It's been a real privilege having you in here, and it's great to be able to get caught back up with you and to celebrate your music here on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming, Mike.
My pleasure.
You got it.